welcome. And thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 13th of June, 2022. The Bible reading today is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 to 10, and verses 15 to 18. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." Today's article, titled "Divine Tenderness," was written by Sheridan Voisey. I once heard a businessman describe his years in university as a time when he often felt helpless and hopeless from bouts of depression. Sadly, he never talked to a doctor about these feelings, but instead started making more drastic plans, ordering a book on suicide from his local library and setting a date to take his life. God cares for the helpless and hopeless. We see this in his treatment of biblical characters during their own dark times. When Jonah wanted to die, God engaged him in tender conversation. When Elijah asked God to take his life, God provided bread and water to refresh him, spoke gently to him, and helped him see he wasn't as alone as he thought. God approaches the downhearted with tender, practical help. The library notified the student when his book on suicide was ready to collect, but in a mix-up, the note went to his parents' address instead. When his mother called him, distraught, he realized the devastation his suicide would bring. "Without that address mix-up," he says, "he wouldn't be here today." I don't believe that student was saved by luck or chance, whether it's bread and water when we need it, or a timely wrong address when mysterious intervention saves our lives. We've encountered divine tenderness. tenderness. Let's pray. Loving God, I praise you for your tender, practical care for the helpless and hopeless. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.